It's time for this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension. Visiting this week with Extension educator Randy Sainer, and Randy talking about grazing cattle from a nutritional standpoint this week.
Well, cattle will prefer taller grasses and like either sheep or goats will reject. They don't have quite as high a requirement for nutrition as at times, depending on their age, as sheep or goats, and they prefer lower, flatter areas. They tend to be a little more selective, and they'll, and about 80% of their diet, 70 to 80%, will be grass. They like to graze grass, of course, but they like the taller grass, where sheep and goats like the smaller grass. So if you can rotate with cattle some other small ruminants, you'll find that they're going to eat different things, and you can add either, if you've got sheep, you can add a cow, or if you have cows, you can add a lamb without changing your stocking rate. The other thing is, you know, good grazing management for cattle is we need to rest that forage. We need to rotate the pasture, and that's going to help your pasture as well as your cattle improve in, as far as total forage for that animal. But again, cattle are going to prefer grasses in most cases. And depending on the class of cattle, it's going to depend on what you want to graze. Younger cattle have a higher requirement for quality. Older cattle don't need as high a quality.
Okay, well, thank you, Randy. Again, that's been this week's Graze Nebraska update, brought to you by the Nebraska Grazing Lands Coalition and Nebraska Extension.